After nearly three decades with SDSU Extension, Bob Fanning will be retiring. Beginning in 1988, Fanning took up the position of county agent in Lyman County and became immersed in wheat country. At that time, Fanning says winter wheat fallow and milo were the primary rotations, but with no-till, that began to change.
Big changes in rotations and crops and yields, of course, and farming practices, and seen a lot of change.
No-till, along with better varieties and management, lifted yields from the high 20 bushel per acre range to over 40 bushels today. The Corn Belt began to shift west, taking up more wheat acres, but Fanning says in central and western South Dakota, wheat is key to a successful rotation.
Without wheat in the crop rotation, those corn yields just aren't really stable, I guess, if you want. We need to get that residue and that carbon production into the system.
With the adoption of no-till and corn, disease issues became more prevalent in Fanning's region, and he began his current role of Extension Plant Pathology Field Specialist with SDSU. In his next career move, Fanning will remain an agronomist, this time with a local cooperative in Winter. Fanning sees wheat remaining a key crop for South Dakota.
With the importance of wheat in the rotation for no-till systems to work out in this limited rainfall area, I'm pretty well convinced it's going to maintain a pretty solid, stable part of the rotation.
South Dakota's wheat industry owes a word of thanks to Fanning for his many years of service and attention to the crop. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.